Today, I'm at Letterbox Farm Collective in Hudson, New York. With me is Faith. And what do you do here, Faith?
I am the vegetable farmer here and also the lead administrator for our collective business.
Okay. So, Faith, how long has Letterbox Farm been in business?
We are in our sixth season, just finishing up our sixth season.
Wow.
So we were founded in 2013 and have grown quite a bit since then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many people work here?
We are seven farmers full-time during the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's myself and two business partners that own and operate the business.
Okay.
Me, Nikki, and Laszlo. And we have a crew of four people from April to Thanksgiving.
Okay. What is a farm collective?
A farm collective is simply a farm that is owned and operated as a collective, as in a group of people working together toward mutual goals.
Okay.
So we think of ourselves a little bit like a non-blood family, mm-hmm. like a family farm, even though we're not related by blood.
But each person has a share in the profits?
Yes, we own and operate the business equally.
Mm-hmm.
So we own the business equally as equal partners, and we also tag team different aspects of our operation, making decisions about major questions for the business, but also having a fairly high degree of autonomy in running different parts of the business.
Okay.
So we are a diversified farm. We raise vegetables, herbs, a number of different kinds of livestock. We raise pork, meat, chickens, laying hens, and rabbits. And so we're able to accomplish that broad set of enterprises. We also run a farm stay program and do on-site events.
Okay.
We host about five private events per year, weddings and the like. And we're able to accomplish that breadth of activities because we're working together as a group of people.
Okay. I noticed when I looked on your website, you mentioned a CSA.
Yes.
What is a CSA?
A CSA is a great concept. It's a subscription program, sort of like Netflix or the newspaper, in which you sign up and pay in advance to receive a share of the farm's products throughout the course of the season. The CSA concept has been around since the 80s or so and has evolved quite a bit since then. The standard, most traditional model is mostly for vegetable farms, in which you sign up at the beginning of the season, and then you get a box of produce either weekly or every other weekly from during the growing season.
Mm-hmm.
We have what we call a full diet CSA, which means that on our farm about 50 families come to pick up vegetables and proteins, eggs and meat, all grown on site either weekly or every other weekly from April to Christmas.
Okay. For the consumer, what's the advantage of joining a CSA?
There are quite a few advantages. I think first and foremost, it's important to recognize what a service it does to the farm to sign up for a CSA. The CSA model has been one of the most important factors in bringing farms back to the Hudson Valley after the farm crisis in the 80s. We lost mm-hmm. a huge number of farms,
yeah.
and CSA was very important in bringing them back in. It provides a market security and financial security for the farm to grow products for people who they have already sold shares to at the beginning of the season. However, there's also a number of benefits to the consumer. The main ones that our members report is that they really like the feeling of connection and understanding of where their food is coming from. They come to see the farm once a week. We do pick up on site, and so during pickup, people are able to come and see what's happening on the farm. They know us all by face and name, and they know how hard we're working to grow that food for them, and I think they feel that makes their eating experience much more meaningful. They also bring their kids to the farm. They bring their neighbors when they come to visit.
Yeah.
We also have a U-Pick garden on site, so when you come to pick up your share, you can also go down to the garden and pick flowers or pick herbs and just have that experience of being out on the land in your community and feeling what that's like.
What's the basic cost for somebody to join a CSA?
CSAs come in all shapes and sizes, ranging from shares for one person, just vegetables, to on our farm we do, like I said, a full diet CSA.
Mm-hmm.
So it breaks down to about $52 a week to get proteins and vegetables that would feed two people for a week.
Okay. I know that the weather determines a lot, but how long is the season? What does it run for here?
We have two types of shares. One is our standard summer share, which runs from June to mid-October. And then we recently added a three-season share, which picks up in mid-April and runs through Christmas. So So you have the option when you sign up whether you want to do weekly or every other weekly, depending on how often you cook and how much produce you eat, and for what duration.
Okay. Where are you now in the yearly farm cycle?
We're just to the finish line. Oh. So we're ending, this year was a very wet season, wet and cold, hot and dry to start, wet and cold to finish. But we have 3 weeks left of our CSA, and then we'll be taking a break January through March to do a lot of planning, a lot of setup for the year, order all our supplies, do a ton of office work, file our taxes, all those things. And we'll be picking up our harvest again in mid-April when we start our CSA.
So this winter you're not sitting around with your feet up by the fire.
We hope that there's at least a little bit of that. Okay. But I like to think of it as our jobs turn largely into office jobs or into maintenance jobs during the winter. So we stay quite busy. We work. We do take a couple weeks vacation, each of us.
Great.
But we stay quite busy.
What kind of crops do you usually grow here as far as vegetables go?
We do kind of a full run of mixed vegetables from arugula to zucchini. We try to focus on things that folks like to eat the most. So we do a lot of heirloom tomatoes, a lot of carrots, a lot of onions, a lot of baby greens and fresh eating greens that don't take a lot of prep. And then we try to make sure we give about 8 vegetables per share. So about a vegetable a day. And some combination that's fairly intuitive to cook with. So many of us come from culinary backgrounds ourselves, and we try to pair ingredients together that make it easy for you to prep a meal from just what's in your share without having to run out to the grocery store
to
get
a
special ingredients. Yeah,
that's another advantage for the consumer. What about corn? Do you grow corn here at all?
We don't grow sweet corn. We do bring it in from a farm neighbor that grows sweet corn organically. We do bring in occasionally a couple special items that we aren't able to grow ourselves on site. So a few special items maybe every other week, which includes shiitake mushrooms from a great grower in Chatham who's a good friend of ours, sweet corn, sweet potatoes. We've never been very good at growing sweet potatoes, but we love them, so we bring those into dairy products, things like that.
Do you do any business with restaurants around here in Hudson?
Oh, we certainly do. Okay. Yeah, when we started farming in 2013, we were entirely selling to restaurants as we sort of got our feet under us and established our farm, and then started our CSA program 3 years in when we had the confidence that we could successfully grow a wide range of things that people really wanted to eat in a regular basis. So we serve most of the farm-to-table restaurants in Hudson, about 12 different accounts on a weekly basis.
Excellent. What were the highlights for you of the 2018 season, now that it's winding down?
We are blessed with a fantastic farm crew, and so usually when people ask me what the highlights of the season were, I talk about our wonderful crew members who held it down with us through an astonishing number of rainstorms and through some astonishingly high temperatures, and still we managed to have a lot of fun together and enjoy our work. So,
do you remember those days back in the beginning of July when it was 100 degrees for 4 or 5 days in a row?
I certainly do.
Yeah.
Working
in the greenhouse was it was kind of tough then.
It certainly was. Yeah. We're very grateful for the greenhouses now, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, I didn't see them from the road. I've gone by here many times, and all you see is the top of the hill, but I didn't know that you had these big greenhouses down at the bottom of the hill here.
That's right. Yeah. We just put them up at the end of last season with some assistance from a new New York State grant program, called the New York State New Farmer Grant, and we were grateful to receive, in addition with funding from the Farm Service Agency. And so we just installed 3 new high tunnels that we use to grow, one of which we use as livestock housing over the winter and during the season, and 2 of which we grow in the ground all season long, all year long. So that was what enabled us to extend our CSA from April to Christmas this year, because we have that covered projected space, unheated, but we managed to grow quite a few things, baby greens and cilantro and scallions and beets, all kinds of things.
Cold weather stuff like broccoli and cauliflower?
Exactly. Anything that you could grow in the early spring or the late fall outdoors, you can get a jump on 3 to 4 weeks earlier in the whole process.
Mm-hmm. What's going to be new for the 2019 season, as far as you know?
I guess we haven't quite gotten there yet.
Your planning is still in the works. Okay. What's the most satisfying aspect of the work on the farm?
Oh, there are many. We love working outside. We love working as a team. I think being able to have a sense of community through our work is really satisfying. We also get a lot out of, we grow really high quality food. It's been our mission to grow food that's both nutritionally dense, good for you, and also very flavorful and very colorful. And we put a lot of thought into the varieties of vegetables we grow, the breeds of animals that we raise, in order to provide the highest quality food experience we can to our customers, both nutritionally and in terms of a really, really rich culinary experience. And so we get the reward of that in all of our customers, our restaurant accounts and our CSA members and our market customers alike. The satisfaction of having produced a really high quality product that people really value.
Okay. What is the biggest challenge that you had this year?
Well, this is probably an obvious one, but it was certainly a challenging weather year. We see increasing weather challenges over the past 5 years, but this year in particular was a very wet one with a number of record highs, record lows. We had the coldest Thanksgiving in recorded history, so the earliest hard freeze we've ever gotten, really. So we're adapting to those things in the best ways that we can. Through putting up high tunnels, through trying to adapt the varieties that we're growing to be able to weather those extremes, and running a diversified farm that we have different enterprises, different kinds of vegetables we're growing at all times. So usually there's something that likes the weather, even if there's other things that don't.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.